Dexter, a fawn-coloured French bulldog, lives with his human in an apartment in New York City. He eats food cooked especially for him, has four beds, and countless tennis balls. Size small, of course. According to his human, Dexter enjoys eating, sleeping, and sniffing. But Dexter has another life his human knows nothing about. He is the famous Detective Dexter. Every morning after his human leaves for work, Dexter puts on his detective hat, heads out onto the terrace, leaps onto the ledge, and hops onto the fire escape where he keeps an office. His trusty assistant, a Pomeranian named Peanut, is always early, and there is always a line of city dogs who need help. Fergie has arrived. His cats, the riffraffers, are in the trees, and they have caught Dexter, the Dobermans, Elena and Julio in nets which hang in the air, leaving them no escape. You!
Yes?
Let us down.
Immediately.
Nope.
There it is. I should have mentioned to you, Dexter, Fergie likes to laugh at his own jokes all the time, which makes it even more infuriating to deal with him.
That's right, I do. And it is, because I'm the best. The best, the best, the best. Fergie DeMoe feared funny and fabulous, with the collar especially. Oh my golly gosh, I can't wait to put it on. No one will stand in my way now.
Fergie, if you take that collar, so help me.
We will hunt you till the end of days.
Oh, I'm shaking. The big bad Dobie's gonna get the little innocent cat.
You are not innocent.
The little detective from New York. Getting a whole new view of Miami, aren't ya?
Fergie holds up the key.
Two parts back together, just as they should be. Thought you could fool me, but I fooled you!
Give us the keys, Fergie. Do not take this further. Leave the collar, and I will tell you where to find Hubert, your number two.
Hubie? Where is he?
Let us down, and give us the key. Only then will I tell you.
Tell me!
Not until you hold up your end of the bargain.
Do you really think you're in a position to be bargaining right now? Plus, I don't bargain. When you are ready to talk, I'll be back. Until then, I'll let you stew while I wear my new collar.
Fergie holds up the key, scrapes the dirt off the lock with his paw, and puts in the key.
Fits like a glove.
He turns the key. Fergie pulls a brown bag out of the box. He untangles it, then pulls another brown bag out from the first one. Now he unwraps it. And there it is. The collar. It is as beautiful and sparkly as they say.
Hello, friend. You're mine now.
Fergie gets it over his head and shakes it onto his neck.
Perfect. I got the flu.
You are making a big mistake.
Big.
When we get
you
out
are
here,
making a big
there's no
mistake.
More tea time and crumpets. It's on. You guys and your jokes, those accents don't scare me. You're never getting out of those nets. And even if you do, you won't want to. The gators will be here any minute. Surprise!
Fergie!
But it's no use. Fergie is gone. So are all the cats. It's quiet again now.
I do not care for gators. In fact, they might terrify me. I am not sure I can handle this.
Pull yourself together. We will get out of this.
I admit, I am not a fan of spaghettios either. But heights? Oh, even worse. I would really like to get down from here as soon as possible.
Suddenly, five pairs of eyes appear in the bushes. They get bigger.
The gators.
Oh, it is apparent that we have found my weakness. I do not wish to be dinner, only to have dinner, not to be dinner.
Dexter, it's all right. Do not worry.
Hello, down there. How are you this fine evening?
We're not interested in chit-chat.
All fine, all fine. Would you be so kind to help us from here? We've got somewhere to be, you see, and we're quite late.
Somewhere to be would be right.
Not in those teeth, I'm afraid.
One of the gators goes to where a rope is tied to the tree. It's holding Phyllis's net up. The gator starts to gnaw at it.
Oh no, oh dear, please stop that.
The gator does not listen. Phyllis's net drops a bit.
No, enough. You've made your point.
Da-da-da-da!
Baxter flies through the air and lands directly on the gator's nose.
Been a long time, Alan.
Not long enough.
You know him?
I know everybody. Sometimes. Too many.
The feeling is mutual.
So, you guys answer to the Fergs now.
We don't answer to anyone but dinner.
I am not your dinner.
You sure look like it.
Alan, let's calm down. You can eat anything you want, but Fergie tells you to jump and you do? You guys swam all the way here for dog?
I can't think of anything else. Come here, you little troublemaker.
What is happening?
I am really not sure.
Please, don't let him eat you, Baxter.
You're our last hope.
He's not gonna eat me. He's my best friend, guys.
Yep. Besties forever and ever.
We just like to mess around sometimes. This probably wasn't the best time to do it. But we just can't help it.
Definitely not the best time.
Quite poor timing, I'd say.
Hey, help me get these guys down.
Of course. Guys, let's go.
Alan and his friends gnaw at all the ropes until every dog is back on the ground.
When Fergie asked us to come, he told us we'd eat for days if we did. I suspected he was up to something. Then, when he told us where, I just knew. Didn't know you'd be here, though.
Are you going to Sal's party next week?
You know it.
Can I get a ride?
Duh.
Baxter, as much as I prefer not to interrupt you, we do have some problems to take care of.
Oh yeah, almost forgot. Belinda went after him.
What?
Relax, she's not going to do anything crazy. She's just following them. I came to free you guys. She went after the bad guys.
The dolphins?
Yep, just have to wait for the signal.
Well, let's head into town anyway. There aren't many places Fergie can hide these days. Perhaps we'll find Belinda before she needs to put out the call.
Lead the way, Barbara. And thank you, Alan.
For what?
For skipping dinner.
To be continued.